Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Good morning. Well, it was a Rough Rider and a Rustler split this past weekend. The Rustlers won game one against Douglas and then fell game two. It was a 14-6 win in game one, jumped out to a 7-0 lead for Gillette, capped it off with seven in the sixth. Well, Brody Lawson had two hits and two RBIs for the Rustlers. Then moving to game number two for the Rustlers, it was Douglas, an 18-10 win. Douglas scored 13 runs over their last three at-bats. Olstad had three hits and three RBIs. Knight also added a triple and drove in three. Then the Rough Riders had a matchup against the Cheyenne Sixers in a non-conference battle. It was the Sixers taking the win in game one, 7-0. It was Hall and Tafoya combined on a one-hitter. Tafoya also led the offense with three hits and four RBIs. Rough Riders also had five errors in the game. Then we move over to game two, and it was the Riders getting the job done, 8-4. The Riders used a three-run six to break a 4-4 tie, as Kobe Craig had two hits, one RBI, and scored two runs. Riley Hawk and Riker Smith had two RBIs each. Now, that's not all that game entailed. 50-50 mph wind gust in the ballgame, and the Rough Riders still able to get it done, 8-4. Moving over to some softball, is Thunder Basin won and fell to Warland on Friday. It was the Warriors who trailed 8-5 in the fourth, but rallied with seven runs, tacked on three more in the fifth, and Warland held off Thunder Basin. The Warriors come away with the 7-8-9 hitters of Mattis, Smith, and Grundage combined for seven hits and seven RBIs. Warland comes away with the win in game one, 15-13. Then in game two was Thunder Basin winning 14-3. Thunder Basin scored six in the first inning and never trailed. Walker and Call had two hits and two RBIs each for the Bolts. Coming up today in softball, it'll be Campbell County and Sheridan at 4 and 6 p.m. You can find the ball game on 97.3 Camel FM, Basins Radio.com. Well, that's all I have for sports. I'm Chase Horsley with the Basin Radio Network.